Happy Sunday and welcome to another amazing edition of Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. My name is Gerald G. Rat Riley, and I'm here hosting with my friend, my boy, my homeboy, Mr. Gary Earl. Listen, we are broadcasting from Columbus, Georgia, all the way to Eufaula, Alabama, and surrounding areas. And today's Sunday Conversation with the Riley is entitled, We Have Jobs, Today's Sunday Conversation is entitled, It's All About the Students. Joining us today in our studio is Miss Kimberly Wright from MCSD. Hello, Miss Wright.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. I'm really excited today because we're talking about the kids and taking care of the kids for this summer. So parents, if you're out there listening, please pay attention. We have some great information to put out for you and the children as well, okay? Now, Miss Kimberly Wright, how have you been?
I have been great. Thank you so much for asking me. I'm so excited to be here to talk about our summer learning experience this year.
Awesome. Now, you said the summer learn SLE?
Yes, SLE program.
Okay, what is the SLE?
The SLE is the Summer Learning Experience, and this is an opportunity for students to engage in multiple learning experiences throughout the year. So this experience is designed to engage students in various literacy, mathematics, and enrichment learning activities through an interactive summer camp approach. So it's not like summer school. It's kind of like they're going to have a good time but learning at the same time.
Awesome, awesome. Now, I remember when I was in high school, I had to go to summer school, and I did not enjoy that at all. And so this is a little different.
It's a lot different.
Awesome, awesome. Now, why is it important to have programs like this in Muskogee County?
Well, it's important because we want to continue the education for our students, even in the summertime. And the great part about this program, we are partnering with 26 community partners that come into the school, and they can learn like STEM, like science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, some fine arts, and some recreational sports.
Awesome. So this is not like where you receive credit to go back to school or something like
that. No, it's just a continuance of the education throughout the summer.
So basically, let's say a child is having trouble in a particular subject, this program will enhance that ability to pass.
Absolutely.
And we can still have a little fun in the process.
And still have a little fun in the process.
Hey, listen, parents, you cannot beat this fresh off the press. Just in case you're joining us today, I'm in the studio with Miss Kimberly Wright. She is representing Muskogee County School District, and she's talking about a program called SLE, Summer Learning Experience. Now, how does SLE learning experience benefits our students?
It benefits them because, again, it continues their education throughout the summer, where they can learn something they might not have had the opportunity to learn. They might have not had the opportunity to go through and learn STEM, the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or they can learn something from the arts. Again, we have like 26 community partners committed. I'll give you some examples of it. Girls Inc.
Go over the whole list.
Oh, okay.
They listen.
I can name them all.
We need to know who is in partnership with this program. So go over the whole list.
Okay, so we got Body Evolution Fitness, Boys and Girls Club, Boy Scouts, Chattahoochee Valley Libraries, Coca-Cola Space Science Center, Alliance for Battered Women, Columbus Ballet, Columbus State University, Continuing Education, Empowered Youth of Columbus, Fab Arts, Girls Inc., Girl Scouts, Historic Westville, Let's Grow STEAM, the Literacy Alliance, MCSD High School Athletic Programs, MCSD High School Marching Bands, and MCSD Teaching and Learning as Profession, Minor in Business, National Civil War Naval Museum, Oxbow Meadows, PEAR, Rotary Club, Springer Opera House, UGA Extension, the United Way, Community Schools United, and the YMCA.
Wow, those are a lot of organizations in partnership with this program. So we see that the program have balance. Now, what are the qualifications for students to enroll in a program? Because it's an awesome program, and parents, you need to get on it. So Ms. Kim is going to tell her the qualifications for students to enroll in the program.
There are absolutely no qualifications. You just have to go online and sign up. We have a new app, and it's a link on the front page of our website to go on and click that link and sign up. And the enrollment is open to all currently enrolled students, and parents can register students by clicking on that summer learning experience on the front page of the MCSD website.
Awesome, awesome. Now, what are the age brackets for the children to sign up?
So we have pre-K or rising kindergarten students. We have K through 5 grade students, 6 through 8 students, and 9 through 12.
Okay. Ms. Wright, when can these kids sign up, and what is there a deadline for this?
The deadline, the registration is open now, and the deadline to register is next Friday, May 5th, before 5 p.m.
So next Friday is the definite cutoff?
Yes, sir.
No exception at all?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Awesome. Now, what do they need to register? Just the parents come up there and just register the child?
No, actually, there's an app online, and if you can't, don't have access to the internet, there's a number that you can call, and it's 706-748-2055. And if you need additional help with registering, you can just contact your school.
Listen, just in case you're joining us today for Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, we're in the studio today with Ms. Kimberly Wright from Muskogee County School District. And she's here telling us about a great summer learning experience program where your kids can actually go to school. They're going to get help with classes, and they can also have fun doing it at the same time. Parents, you don't want to miss that. How will our students be fed? Oh, will they be fed?
Yes, sir.
Or do they need a pack of lunch?
Yeah, they're going to be served breakfast and lunch.
Awesome, awesome. Do we know what we're having for breakfast and lunch?
I don't have the menu yet, but I can follow up on that.
Okay, yeah. We need to know what's going on. I might want to join this program. Okay, now, is the SLE, is it just in Muskogee County or is it in other counties as well?
For right now, it's just in our county, Muskogee County. But I will tell you that it's a great program, and if other counties would like more information on it, they can contact us.
Okay, now how can they contact you?
Again, you can dial the 706-748-2055.
Awesome. Now, will transportation be provided? Will the school buses be running, dropping the kids off?
Mm-hmm. Transportation will be provided for our students. It says MCSD transportation will not be provided for high school students, though.
Okay, so if you're in elementary and middle school, then transportation will be provided.
Yes, sir.
Awesome, awesome. Now, are individual high schools responsible for their own SLE, or is this a collective Muskogee County effort?
It's a collective effort.
It's a collective effort?
Yes, sir. High school, it's from K through 12, but high schools is responsible for attending the site locations.
Awesome, awesome. Now, Ms. Kim, what is the mission statement?
Our mission statement?
Yes, ma'am.
Our mission statement is, you mean for SLE?
Yes.
We have it's the same as the Muskogee County mission statement, is to inspire and equip all students to achieve unlimited potential.
Mm. Awesome. That is so awesome. I really wish they had this program when I was coming up, because I guarantee you it would have changed some of the things and some of the decisions I made growing up. Just in case you're listening today to Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, we're in the studio with Ms. Kimberly Wright of Muskogee County School District, and she in the studio telling us about a program called the Summer Learning Experience. Parents, please pay attention. Ms. Wright, could you please tell our listening audience again, just in case they're joining us, what is the Summer Learning Experience?
The Summer Learning Experience is designed to engage students in various literacy, mathematics, and enrichment learning activities through an interactive summer camp approach. We collaborate with 26 community partners, and we believe that all students should have opportunities to engage in multiple learning experiences, not just from August to the end of the school year, but throughout the year. I also would like to let you know that pre-K and rising kindergartens are, it begins, summer learning experience begins for the pre-K and rising kindergartners on May 30th and it ends on July the 6th. K through 5 starts June 5th and ends on June 29th. 6 through 8 begins June 5th and ends on June 29th. And also 9 through 12 begins June 5th and ends on June 29th. But we're also going to observe the holiday, the Friday recognition of Juneteenth.
Awesome. Now, personally, I would like to say that I think SLE is a great program because Muskogee County, we know that we have a rise in crime in Muskogee County.
Yes, sir.
And so this is a great way for our kids to actually be doing something productive
in the summer.
For the summer, mm-hmm. instead of just watching TV.
Yes.
And playing outside. Mm-hmm. So please pay attention, parents. This program, Summer Learning Experience in Muskogee County, is a great program. Pay attention to the information, the phone numbers, and everything that we're offering here today. Now, as a parent myself, is this program safe for kids?
Absolutely. Our MCSD police will be on site at all the, I think we have 14 sites, and we're going to have MCS police at every site.
Okay, you say you have 14 sites. Mm-hmm. What are the sites? Do you have the names of the different sites?
I don't, but that will be listed on our MCS website.
Okay, now what's the name of the website?
MCSD.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what are the goals of SLE? What does Muskogee County hope to obtain mm-hmm. after this is over? What are we looking for?
Again, it's just to enhance, give our students the opportunity to enhance their learning growth or get opportunities that they may have not received through the 9 months of school. This, like I said, doing athletics, learning the STEM program, learning additional literacy programs, something that they might not have had an opportunity to achieve through the regular 9 months of school.
Now, does the student need to bring anything in addition to, like maybe a notebook, pencil, or mm-hmm. what are supplies going to be given, or do the students need to bring their own supplies?
Well, as always, you can bring a notebook and a pencil, but those supplies will be provided for the students as well.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, if I register my child, and let's say I have to go to Disney World mm-hmm. on vacation. Mm-hmm. How does that work?
Well, even if you have to go to Disney World on vacation, you still can come back and bring your child to the summer learning experience without skipping a beat. They'll still have that opportunity to attend classes, attend some of the activities that the other students are attending. Even if you, because parents have vacations planned during the summer and they want to pull their kid out to take them on vacation and bring them back, they'll still have that opportunity.
Awesome. Now, Ms. Wright, what is your position in the program?
I am the director of the communications for MCSD.
Now, what does that entail?
That entails this part of this, getting the word out for our different programs. I send out all communication and make sure the community is aware of what's going on and some of the great things that are going on at Muskogee County School District.
Awesome. Listen, just in case you're joining us today for our Sunday conversation with the Rileys, we're in the studio today with Ms. Kimberly Wright of Muskogee County School District. And she is in the studio talking about a program called Summer Learning Experience. I hate to be the dead horse, but Mrs. Wright, please tell our listeners, what is the Summer Learning Experience?
The Summer Learning Experience, again, is designed to engage students in various literacy, mathematics, and enrichment learning programs or activities through an interactive summer camp approach. Again, we try to make it seem fun, and we try to make it seem like it's not summer school. Oh, you know how kids hate going to school in the summertime. They just want to relax. But we make it fun, and we make it an opportunity to possibly meet other students from other schools that they didn't know. So it's a fun learning and growth for our students opportunity.
Now, what type activities will the students be doing?
They'll be doing, there'll be people coming in from our community partners, teaching them art, teaching them about the STEM program. There'll be literacy programs. Even some of our coaches and our athletic programs will be coming in, teaching them different sports. It's just a fun experience for the kids.
Awesome. Now, in closing, Ms. Wright, is there anything that you would like to say that maybe we didn't cover on Sunday Conversation?
Well, I just want to reiterate, please, please, please go to our website, click the link, sign up. Registration is open right now. The deadline is May 5th, next Friday. We got a few more days for you to register online. I've been pushing out the information on social media. I've sent it out via press release. So please, we got the information. If you want, you could call 706-748-2055 if you need any help registering your student for this program. I encourage you. It's a great program, and I hope to see you and your student there.
Awesome. In closing, Mr. Gary Earle, is there anything you would like to say?
Ms. Wright, just want to elaborate on the program. Tell the parents this is not a summer school agenda.
It is not a summer school agenda. It is fun, and learning for your student.
Parents, again, get your kids enrolled for this SLE Summer Youth Experience Program, please, by May 5th.
Awesome. This has been Sunday Conversations with the Rileys. Peace.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.